Cervantes Park, the pasture that turned into a park. Cervantes Park, the pasture that turned into a park. It is the park par excellence of the city, and has an enormous value, not only because of being right in the center of the city, but also because of the more than 130 plant species that make of it an authentic botanic garden, the varieties of animals living there, and the great cultural and landscape attractive. It stands out because of the great number of horse chestnut trees, poplars, aspens or banana trees, and by its exotic species, such as an enormous red gourd, jingo trees, Japanese queen's tree or Syrian roses. These trees host many species of insects, reptiles, birds, such as teats or magpies, and mammals such as red squirrels and bats. Any season of the year invites you to visit this place. The long promenades are under centenary trees that in autumn upholster the ground with their leaves. On the upper part, there is a wide meadow known as the Altar de la Dehesa that invites you to sit on the grass and enjoy the summer weather. The rose garden is an explosion of colors and fragrances in spring, and the fountains seem stopped in the time in the coldest winter days. All that turns this impressive garden into one of the most appreciated green spots, both for locals and foreigners, and an essential place for promenades and leisure. The park has a surface of almost 10 hectares and is one of the oldest public gardens in Spain and Europe. It is commonly referred to by locals as La Dehesa, souvenir of what it was one day, a pasture land for cattle of the ancient inhabitants of the city. Its official name, Alameda de Cervantes, is a tribute the city did at the beginning of the 20th century to the greatest figure in Spanish literature. The park can be divided into well-differentiated areas, promenades and gardens, amongst which we can find fountains like the Fountain of the Child that forms a beautiful set together with its pond. The delicate rose garden, arranged symmetrically to the sides of a promenade and to the enormous meadow of the Altar de la Dehesa. Once having crossed the part of the fountains and getting to the upper part of the park, we can find the garden center, annexed to the teaching room that collects the history of the park and counts with an exhibition room. Very close, in one of the lateral promenades, we can find the pigeon loft on a raised granary shape. In the center of the park, you can visit the Hermitage of La Soledad, and behind it, the music tree, on which stage, flutes, clarinets, and other wind instruments of the local music band used to compete with the bird sounds. The park also has two recreational areas for children, furnished with swings for children apart from a carousel, located during the summer in the fountains area, and two bars and restaurants.